Live.
Hey, what do you think? Do you confront someone when they steal your washer at the laundromat?
I think that I would have confronted them because, number one, you didn't know who they was to begin with.
Right.
The chances are you're never going to see them again. So unleash, man, or rent a washer and dryer for home.
But that's what I'm saying is rent a washer and dryer for home.
Hey, it's what you're doing for them at the laundromat.
Yeah, but, well, anyhow...
didn't think about that, did you?
Oh, no, that's... Come on. Rent a washer and dryer.
Nobody would have stolen your place.
You're mocking me. Okay, here's the thing. If you just yell at complete strangers, it's not going to take effect. Have you ever had a complete stranger yell at you before?
No, nobody yells at me.
Jerry?
I have such a sweet, innocent face. It would probably... I don't know. It throws people off, but I'm really a bitch. So.
Well, there, yeah, that's good.
Wow.
But if someone did yell at you... Right? If someone just, like, yelled at you, like, God, what a, you know.
I would think,
what
well,
ass.
I would probably say, wow, what crawled up your butt and died or something.
Yeah, but so it wouldn't take. The message wouldn't take. So not
I know,
only
but
would
you'd feel better, correct?
Well, kind of. But then I'd be like,
two
I hope
days
this...
later, you're still venting over something that you could have taken care of 2 days ago.
You know, it didn't bother me yesterday any, because we didn't talk about it. Once I, now that I start thinking about it more, it just annoys the hell out of me.
We're really, thinking about it.
I can't.
Maybe you should feel sorry for him instead.
Oh, that's poor it. Stu.
Because...
My goodness, you know what? Maybe I should offer to do your laundry for you, so you don't have to go through that.
Yeah, you know what? I would take someone up on the offer to do my laundry, but there's just something creepy about that, isn't there?
Yeah, it would be creepy doing your laundry, too, but
yeah.
Try to be nice.
Jerry, but Jerry Ann meant feel sorry for the people at the laundromat, right?
Yeah, because...
Because they can't function in society?
Well, because they're idiots, and you feel sorry for them because they have to put up with themselves being idiots all the time, and you only had to put up with them being idiots for, you know, like an hour.
But they're
that makes everybody
to...
that's at the laundromat an idiot.
Well, no, not... Well, cause you think...
I'm just joking.
Yeah, the laundromat, it does seem like, I don't know if it's timing or... Doesn't it seem like there's something about the laundromat where just people lose all humanity when they go there?
I don't know. I used to just drop my stuff off and go until I decided just to get a washer and dryer because the thought of somebody going through my laundry kind of freaked me out, too, so.
When I, no, this is kind of interesting. Back to this, people's, the way people behave at laundromats. When
yeah,
I,
they do.
When I walked back to move my clothes from the washer to the dryer,
uh-huh.
I held the door open for this girl. As she, like, she was a couple feet back, so it wasn't like an easy door open. You know, it was like waiting there a second. And
yeah.
Holding it open, and she was just floored that someone at the laundromat had that kind of decency to hold
that
the door
some
open.
Funny stuff.
She goes, oh, thank you. And I go, you know what? Anywhere else in the country, any other situation in this world, people would have been like, yeah, that's expected. Thanks, but at the laundromat, it's just you know, no one's human.
Well, I guess I'll have to go visit a laundromat more often.
Yeah, and you can appreciate your life without it.
There you go.
Thanks for calling.
Bye bye.